Bad Bunny possibly at WrestleMania Night 2. Who is winning the Women's Royal Rumble matchup? And when is Jade Cargill going to make her WWE debut? Let's talk all about it. All right, what is up, Nation? Noah here, back again, and I hope you guys enjoyed this style of videos that we're probably going to be doing a little more and then just taking each section out and uploading them as individual videos, because I know not everybody wants to sit through a 20, 30, 40, whatever these videos are going to end up being style of video, but for those that enjoy it, thank you for tuning in. And real quick, in case you did not see our community post yesterday, Ruthless Discussions podcast, there's no podcast this week, so I've been having the worst, literally content creator's worst dream, technical issues all week long, and it was just not the week to try to rush out a Ruthless Discussions podcast. So next week we're going to be dropping double podcasts, the originally advertised top 10 rivalries of the Ruthless Aggression era, as well as a review of the 2006 Survivor Series event, which I was actually at. So double Ruthless Discussion podcast. Not sure if I'm going to drop them both on Thursday or one day, one another. I don't know yet. Just stay tuned to the channel. They're both coming your way next week. But nonetheless, let's get into some wrestling discussion today. Of course, the first thing we will talk about is none other than Bad Bunny possibly being at WrestleMania 40. Now I'm going to be at WrestleMania 40 both nights. Very excited to be at the Link in Philadelphia, and I personally would love to see Bad Bunny on those shows, or more specifically Night 2. I guess his tour for 2024 lines up where if he could make, or I should say if WWE was able to get him on WrestleMania 40, he legitimately could. He doesn't have a show or anything that night, so the option is there. And let me say, I'm all for it, dude. We were already there. Like, I was already for a Bad Bunny in-ring, you know, matchup or whatever before Backlash this year. But Backlash this year, like, solidified it. What we already knew from his first appearance in the ring, which was, damn, Bad Bunny is great. Like, him and Logan Paul, the greatest celebrities to ever step foot in a WWE ring. The ante will probably never be upped, because Bad Bunny, especially the vibe at Backlash earlier this year, I go back and watch that entrance, I swear to God, once a month. And if Bad Bunny's at WrestleMania, you rest assured I'm gonna learn those lyrics for at least the song that he came out to at Backlash, and hope he comes out to it again at WrestleMania 40. And I'm gonna be in that crowd like, hey, hey, like it was. But if Bad Bunny, Jesus, is at WrestleMania 40 on Sunday night, what could be on the card for him? Well, there's two ideas. One idea is, I think, a little bit out there. I'm not gonna lie though, I would like kind of like to see it. I'm not gonna you know, beat around the bush. The other one is a little bit more you know, realistic, and I'll start with that one. The first idea is Bad Bunny teaming up with Rey Mysterio, as well as either Carlito or Dragon Lee, against Legado del Fantasma, Santos Escobar, Joaquin Wilde, and Cruz del Toro. Just last week on SmackDown, Escobar turning on Rey. Absolutely love the segment. Santos was great, Rey was great, Zelina Vega was great. Everybody sold this to $1 million, and I guess they wrote Rey off so he can get a short surgery or something like that on his knee. Looks like he's gonna be out 6 to 8 weeks, which lines up perfectly for a Royal Rumble match return. So I do expect Rey to return at the Royal Rumble and to kick off a program with Santos Escobar going in to WrestleMania 40. But until we get to there on SmackDown, I do see, you know, Del Toro, Zelina Vega, Joaquin Wilde, all kind of choosing what side they're going to be on, per se. And I do see Carlito butting heads with Santos Escobar, as well as Dragon Lee possibly getting involved, because they have mentioned numerous times that Dragon Lee, he is being called the future of Lucha Libre by Rey Mysterio. So I do think we're just going to kind of get all those elements kind of sorted out over the next 6 to 8 weeks. Then once Rey Mysterio is back, we'll kick off the WrestleMania 40, you know, match and storyline for the big show. But how that could involve Bad Bunny, very simple, six-man tag at WrestleMania, as I mentioned, and I'm all for that, man. You're getting Bad Bunny on the show, he's not necessarily the centerfold of the matchup, and it makes sense, because the last time we saw Bad Bunny, he was literally a part, technically, of the LWO at Backlash, and it was freaking sick. So seeing him come back to now fight three members of that unit, obviously, I'd assume Escobar, Joaquin Wilde, and Del Toro will take back the Legado del Fantasma name and no longer be the LWO, all remains to be seen. And I think more likely it would be Dragon Lee in that spot. I think Carlito won't necessarily be too involved for maybe for the foreseeable future, you know, and obviously I expect a match with Santos and all that stuff, but I think the LWO was just more of a way to get Carlito back in the fold finally on SmackDown, and after he gets through a match or two, you know, with Santos Escobar, and they kind of go into something else, Carlito will go on his own. But it's going to be a perfect spot, in my opinion, for Dragon Lee to slide in there. So if we get Bad Bunny at WrestleMania Night 2, him, Rey Mysterio, and Dragon Lee versus Escobar, Wild, and Cruz is the route I would go. However, there is a more out there option, and I don't think this is going to happen, but it's worth noting. Bad Bunny versus Logan Paul for the United States Championship, or Logan Paul loses the title beforehand to set up that matchup. But I do think it is an out there idea. However, looking at some of the stuff we have recently seen on WWE television, Logan Paul defeating Rey Mysterio for the United States title. And again, we just talked about Bad Bunny's involvement with the LWO, and I'm pretty sure I don't think it was Bad Bunny, I think it was Logan Paul recently either talked about this or was asked a question in an interview about possibly a match with Bad Bunny, something along those lines. So I do think it is out there. I don't think it'll happen, especially for a championship having to, now you can't even consider Bad Bunny a part-time guy, he's just a guy who comes in and does a match because he is freaking great at this wrestling thing, you know what I mean. Obviously Logan Paul, a little bit of a different situation. I don't think that'll happen, but if for some reason WWE wanted to go Bad Bunny versus Logan Paul, whether it was for a title or not, at WrestleMania, you can color me intrigued, because you know they would go out there and have the most super indie matchup, and it would be fantastic. Make no mistake about it, it might steal the weekend for WrestleMania 40 if that were to happen. Again, I don't think it will. If Bad Bunny is going to be at WrestleMania, I do think it will be involved with Rey Mysterio, Dragon Lee, Legado del Fantasma, all that stuff. And as for Logan Paul, I think there's one to two options for him to not only defend, but possibly lose the United States Championship to at WrestleMania. One of those guys being Kevin Owens, even though I could see that matchup taking place before WrestleMania, possibly, at the Royal Rumble, at Elimination Chamber. They just announced today, the day I'm filming this, that Logan Paul is confirmed to be in Australia for the Elimination Chamber event, so I could see that happening there, or possibly LA Knight. If LA Knight doesn't win the men's Royal Rumble match, which I do think he has a chance at winning and jumping to Raw to fight for the World Heavyweight title, if they don't go that route, LA Knight defeating Logan Paul, which would be a great build-up, promo-wise, and I'm sure they deliver a great match at WrestleMania. LA Knight defeating Logan Paul for the United States Championship, you can't go wrong with some of these options I'm laying out. I mean, no matter the match you choose, out of all the matches I just laid out regarding Bad Bunny and Logan Paul and Ray and all that stuff, you're up for some great WrestleMania matches, so I'm all for it. Bad Bunny at WrestleMania, sign me up. Since we talked about Logan Paul and the United States Championship, I want to briefly touch on Gunther and the Intercontinental Championship. And I do believe Gunther will go into WrestleMania defending the Intercontinental Championship. I have thrown out the idea on multiple occasions that if he is going to fight Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania 40, I'd rather them just have Gunther lose the title inside the Elimination Chamber the month prior. Maybe Brock Lesnar breaks into the chamber, screws him over after they set up some beef at the Royal Rumble, and really let the story progress from there. That's just an option. Or Lesnar will fight for the Intercontinental Championship at WrestleMania. That would obviously be odd, but not out of the question. Gunther versus Lesnar, I do think, is realistic for WrestleMania. However, if they don't go that route, Gunther certainly has plenty of options. I'm not sure about Brock Lesnar and what is really left for him at WrestleMania. I mean, hell, I know Logan Paul's the United States champion right now, so it kind of takes out that matchup, at least in my eyes, but I would super be down for Logan Paul and Brock Lesnar eventually, just saying. But if we take out that Brock Lesnar match for Gunther at WrestleMania, who could he possibly defend the Intercontinental Championship against? I throw out Drew McIntyre recently, but now that McIntyre has turned heel fully and is obviously into something new on Monday Night Raw, I do not expect McIntyre to fight Gunther at WrestleMania. There's obviously some more ideas. I've also talked about numerous times having somebody come up from NXT, like Ilya Dragunov, which I don't think will happen now that he is champion, but somebody like him, Carmelo Hayes, Bron Breakker, somebody coming up and taking down Gunther for the Intercontinental Championship and really establishing them on the main roster, that is an option as well. However, one thing I think I would like to see more than some of those options, just laying, observing the landscape of Monday Night Raw right now, I would really like to see Chad Gable take down Gunther for the Intercontinental title. Even when they started to move away from Gable and Gunther and their program back in the September time period, Gable still kind of mentioned at the end, like, there was unfinished business, that he still wants the Intercontinental Championship. And Chad Gable is somebody they continue to keep hot. Alpha Academy is on TV every single week. I believe we got Gable and Nakamura this Monday night on Raw. I don't expect Chad Gable to win, but nonetheless, Gable has continued to be in a prominent spot on Monday Night Raw. And I would love to see Chad Gable and his, you know, have his career-defining moment, because, you know, I mean, I don't expect Gable to ever be a world champion. Not saying he couldn't, I just don't see that in the future. But Chad Gable taking down Gunther for the Intercontinental title at WrestleMania, I mean, that's a career-defining moment for Chad Gable. I would love to see it. There's other options as well. You know, there's some guys on Raw who I would love to see get a run with the Intercontinental title, regardless of face and heel roles, like a Bronson Reed or somebody like that. But just looking at Monday Night Raw right now, taking Brock Lesnar out of the equation, I'm really liking Chad Gable for a match with Gunther for the Intercontinental Championship at WrestleMania 40. We talked about at the top of this video, when is Jade Cargill going to make her WWE debut? I got a couple of thoughts on this because, you know, it's kind of been, I don't want to say a hot topic, but people have been throwing out her name to possibly be involved in the Women's War Games matchup, which is yet to be announced. But basically, by watching SmackDown last week, you can put together that the teams will be Asuka, Io Sky, Bayley, and Kairi Sane taking on Bianca Belair, Charlotte Flair, Shotzi, and then there's a fourth spot obviously open, and that has been speculated that it might be Becky Lynch. I already gave my thoughts on that earlier this week, and I'll be honest, at this point, now that we've seen Monday Night Raw and nothing really happened besides Becky Lynch building with Xia Li, now they're going to have a match this coming Monday, I don't see Becky really getting involved. And I hope she doesn't, because she's on Monday Night Raw and I want her to stay on Monday Night Raw. I don't think she has anything to do with anything going on SmackDown right now. People were trying to tell me, no, she's got history with damage control. And yeah, she does, but that's completely old news. That has nothing to do with what's going on in current WWE time period on SmackDown. So I don't want Becky involved in War Games. Nothing against Becky, but like, I just want her to stay on Monday Night Raw and do her thing, fight with Xia, have another TV feud for a little while, and then roll to the Royal Rumble where she has a legit chance of winning, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But people have also thrown out Jade Cargill to possibly take that fourth spot in the War Games matchup, and I'm gonna be honest, I'm not trying to sound picky here, but I don't want that either, because if anything, Jade Cargill making her debut in the War Games match kind of feels not as important for Jade, you know what I mean? Like, sure, people be like, oh, it's Jade's first WWE match, but she's kind of an afterthought in the whole storyline of the women's division of War Games itself. There's going to be two War Games matches. Of course, there's already possibly going to be at least one, but maybe two big returns at Survivor Series. I don't want Jade Cargill getting lost in that shuffle, and I'm not some huge Jade Cargill fan, but even I can say, like, well, why would you put her in that spot to just be kind of an afterthought? Like, that makes no sense to me. And on top of that, she also has nothing to do with anything going on in the division on SmackDown right now. If anything, I'd rather just see some of these SmackDown women who really wouldn't get this opportunity, like a Zelina Vega or a Mia Yim, and I think that's basically your options with who's on SmackDown, but I'd rather see one of them just get thrown in this matchup just to be in there, do some cool spots, and just kind of leave it at that. I said in a video earlier this week, I'm pretty sure the last time Zelina Vega wrestled, four weeks ago, whatever it was in a loss to Bayley. I'd rather just see that continue. I think it was the week maybe after Fastlane or something like that, so maybe it was a little longer, but point is, there's some more recent history than Becky Lynch, if anything, so I'd rather see Zelina Vega in there, get that spot instead of somebody random who has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with the SmackDown Women's Division in general being involved in this match, and that includes Jade Cargill. And I'll be honest, like, you can hate me for saying this, but I'd rather just see Jade go to NXT and do a year in NXT. Some people may say, no, her star is too big for that. I mean, it's just Jade Cargill. Like, I don't think WWE's missing out on the star power of Jade throwing her in NXT. And what's that? Why would that be a demotion in some people's eyes anyway, when you got Becky Lynch and then tons of, you know, main roster talent work in NXT now, when they're once again trying to create NXT to be a third brand? If anything, Jade Cargill kind of helps with that and also gets to learn and become better in the process. So I wouldn't be fine. I would be fine with that. I wouldn't have a problem with Jade going to NXT, and that's personally what I would do. However, I don't think that's going to happen. I think they're going to send her to the main roster. So what I see happening for Jade Cargill is one of two things. Either she is a kind of a semi-surprise, even though people might expect her to make her WWE in-ring debut in the Women's Royal Rumble matchup, or she debuts before, the early January, let's say, first Raw of the year, first SmackDown of the year, something, whatever brand she's going to be on, and then she moves into the Rumble and tries to get in the fold in the women's division that way. But I do think she is coming. I think just right now, you know, you got Crown Jewel, 3 weeks, you know, a build to Survivor Series, which is obviously a lot going on. Survivor Series is going to be a huge show. I do think they want to put some spotlight on Jade Cargill once she makes her debut. I do think it'll be a singles matchup, but I do expect her to get the win, again, whether it be on Raw or SmackDown, that I assume she'll be in the Women's Royal Rumble matchup. And I don't know if Jade will end up on WrestleMania. I don't think they should force it. I don't think you need to have Jade on WrestleMania. And quite frankly, I think that'd be kind of a slap in the face to some of the women who have been way more hardworking in the division than Jade Cargill. And that's not really a knock against Jade, because obviously she just got there. There's no, you know, situation for her to be a hardworking woman on the roster right now. But I don't want to see Jade come in and hypothetically, you know, challenge for the WWE Women's Championship on SmackDown. Like, there's no reason for that. If anything, again, I'd rather see Jade go to NXT, win the NXT Women's Championship for a while. I think that'd be best, because there's just more to do on Raw and SmackDown right now. But nonetheless, you know, we'll see what happens with Jade Cargill. I hope, for her sake, if she doesn't go to NXT, when she does come to the main roster, they do give her that spotlight and don't throw her in a War Games or anything like that. And speaking of the Women's Royal Rumble matchup, who is going to win that match come January? I wanted to throw this in here because it seems to be a little bit of a topic of discussion on social media here and there throughout the week, so I wanted to give my 2 cents on it. And of course, the winner of the Women's Royal Rumble match kind of regards what is going to be the championship matches at WrestleMania 40. Now, when it comes to Raw, I think it is very clear cut that we will get Becky Lynch and Rhea Ripley for the Women's World Championship. It's just the obvious way to go, and I'm all fine with that. Again, some people, because they always skew your words and think you're thinking something else, people may, you hate Becky Lynch because you don't want her in War Games. Literally couldn't be farthest from the truth. I just want her to stay on Monday Night Raw, but I have no problem with her doing stuff on Raw and being in the Raw Women's main event for WrestleMania. It's the two biggest stars in the women's division on Raw fighting for Raw's, richest prize in the women's division. It just makes the most sense. So I'm all fine with Becky and Rhea for the Women's World Championship at WrestleMania. As for Friday Night SmackDown, you know, we have talked a lot. I've dropped my pen like 3 times. If you hear it, like that over and over again, or maybe you didn't hear it at all, it's me dropping my pen. I'm just fiddling with it over here. Nonetheless, you guys don't care. We have talked a ton about what the SmackDown Women's Championship match is going to be at WrestleMania, and I do think we will get Bianca Belair versus Charlotte Flair at WrestleMania. But I will say, I am a big proponent that that match doesn't need the championship. I think WWE believes those two stars, and I acknowledge that they are big enough where they can carry that matchup and put it on the show, and people are going to care without a championship. And, you know, whether you like Charlotte, whether you like Bianca, you know, it is really besides the point. You can't deny their star power in the women's division on SmackDown. And I do think they are two, probably the top women with or without the championship. And I think they could sell their match without a championship on Friday nights when, say, the women of Damage Control, let's just lump them all into one. I think in WWE perspective, probably need the women's championship to even be on WrestleMania if it wasn't going to be some, you know, 6-woman tag like we got for WrestleMania 39. So what I would personally do is Becky Lynch, or I keep saying Becky Lynch, why do I keep doing that? Bianca Belair versus Charlotte Flair, I would put that on WrestleMania, but I would go non-title. I would keep the WWE Women's Championship on Io Sky, and then you can have some fun. You could either break apart Damage Control in some crazy way and have a 4-way, a 5-way if Dakota Kai is ready to go, or, you know, Asuka and Kairi Sane, maybe they go into the tag team division, maybe they go for the tag team titles, which is the last time, what they were doing the last time we saw Kairi Sane. And as for Io Sky, she defends against Bayley. We have been waiting for the split for a while now. They've teased it on and off, and now that we're seeing, you know, Kairi Sane back and Asuka join Damage Control, it does seem like Dakota Kai and Io are going out on their own and kind of doing things that they don't believe Bayley is capable of doing, you know, and really taking the charge in Damage Control behind Bayley's back. And I do think that'll lead to Bayley getting kicked out of the group eventually, and it could lead to Bayley winning the Women's Royal Rumble match. There we go. And I honestly think Bayley getting kicked out of this new Damage Control group is something that could come in the coming weeks. Like, I could easily see Damage Control coming up short in the Women's War Games matchup and then being like, all right, well, let's cut the slack. You know, Bayley getting pinned in the Women's War Games matchup, and then they turn on Bayley, and Bayley goes off TV for, and, you you know, for the remainder of the year into January. She comes back either in the lead up or at the Royal Rumble itself, wins the matchup, and then goes on to fight Io Sky for the championship. And I'm not saying Bayley's going to go fully revert to her NXT on the Hugger days, but I do expect, you know, some new evolution of Bayley, because Bayley, you know, and people have said it before, one of the unsung heroes of the women's division, whether she's been champion, whether she hasn't been champion, whether she's been in a storyline or not, usually doing some great work on television. So I'm all for Bayley turning babyface, getting a title opportunity, and possibly dethroning Io Sky at WrestleMania. I'd be all for it. So personally, when it comes to the Women's Royal Rumble matchup, obviously it's November, things could change. Becky Lynch, Bayley, I think are top women to look at to win that match come January. And screw it, I'm just gonna throw it in here since we're talking about numerous topics anyway, and we just talked about the women's division. We're going to jump to AEW real quick and talk about Tony Khan. Good old TK loves hyping up an announcement, a big announcement, whether the, you know, announcement ends up panning out to be something good or absolute dog shit, you know, remains to be seen. We have seen the best of both, especially in recent times. But Tony Khan taking to Twitter the other day, taking to X the other day to say that there is a new signing, one of the best wrestlers in the world, somebody respected by the entire AEW locker room, whatever he said, there is a new signing on their way to All Elite Wrestling, and they will ink their deal this Saturday night in Los Angeles at the Kia Forum at Full Gear. So I just wanted to give some quick thoughts on who that may be, and honestly, I put this on Twitter and I truly do believe it. You're hyping this up days in advance, and Tony Khan has been known to do this, and, you know, it might just be a failure, so I don't put that, you know, out of the question. But in my opinion, and I'm also, before I say this again, Will Ospreay, I do believe, is off the table, because from what we have heard, I don't think he is a free agent until 2024. So unless he was fibbing and he signs with AEW this weekend, I'm taking him off the table. So looking at the rest of the free agent pool, Tony Khan, it's Mercedes Moné or bust. You announced this ahead of time. You hyped it up for Full Gear. Full Gear, credit where it's due, looks like it's going to be a great show, and unless they announce like five more matches on Rampage and Collision tomorrow night, tonight, the time this video is going up, then it looks like it's only going to be like eight matches, which is sick. Full Gear looking to be some solid All Elite Wrestling, but Mercedes Moné or bust. Sasha Banks, if Tony Khan does not bring her in and he announces this big signing ahead of time, in my opinion, it's a failure. And again, if it's Will Ospreay and he was just fibbing us the whole time, then it's obviously not a bust. But taking him off the table, because I don't think he is technically on the table. Looking at the free agent pool, from what I know, you know, all the WWE releases from a couple months ago, it still hasn't been 90 days. Your Dolph Ziggler's, your Mustafa Ali, so they're all off the table as well. You know, unless it's some New Japan guy who might be, you know, might be a big time deal to a lot of people, maybe not to me, but I will acknowledge to a lot of people. You know, listen, I'm not saying there's not options, but you're gonna hype it up ahead of time on Twitter, you're gonna announce it for the pay-per-view, they're gonna ink their deal, one of the best wrestlers in the world, respected by the whole locker room. In my opinion, Mercedes Moné or bust for AEW. Just saying. Nonetheless, guys, I think that is going to do it for this little group video today. Various topics discussed. Again, I hope you guys enjoy this style of video, but for those who maybe aren't super interested, I will be cutting out certain clips from this video and uploading different videos and shorts from it, so you guys can get all your Noah Nation Wrestling info throughout the weekend. But until next time, guys, be sure to like, comment, and subscribe to the channel. Be sure to go follow me across all social medias at Noah Nation Vlogs, and I'll see you guys in the next video. Peace.